Back here on Sportsline on WBAL, and we'll dive right now into the big, big list of holiday blockbusters that are coming out in the next week or so. And Christian Toto, our expert from Breitbart.com, is with us. Christian, thank you for being on, and happy holidays and Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Well, I would say this is a bigger, more impressive list of not only movies but stars that are in these movies this year compared to years gone by this time of the year. Am I wrong by that?
No, I think you're right. Matter of fact, I was let down by the summer movie releases, sort of the popcorn films that we all look forward to each summertime. I just didn't think they were up to snuff. But I've been really enjoying a lot of the new films. A lot of the films are coming very soon. And, this is a pretty stocked season for, you know, they call it the Oscar season, and for good reason. This is when kind of the more serious movies come out. But I think the quality and the quantity are both excellent.
Let's start with a movie that I think not only me, but our audience is most excited to see in the comedy department, Anchorman 2.
The legend continues. Let's get the let's get the full title to pay the proper homage to Ron Burgundy. Yeah, it's been 9 years since we saw Will Ferrell with that crazy mustache on the anchor desk. And, I don't think the film was a huge success when it first came out, but it's one of those movies where just the interest and the enthusiasm has really grown through time. And, of course, they make a sequel now. It's out in theaters. I must say, I may kind of anger some of my comedy peers in that I was a little bit let down by the new film. There are some laughs, to be sure. But I think maybe because we were kind of waiting so long, and we've seen Ron Burgundy across the media. He really has been everywhere because Will Ferrell's had a pretty busy December. I just didn't think it was kind of up to what it could be. So just go in with your expectations a little guarded, and I think you'll still have a pretty good time.
Yeah, it's tough. It's been a long time. It's definitely something that gained steam after the fact, and it had this culty following. I was in college when it came out, and you couldn't go to a party without someone mimicking Ron Burgundy to the point of annoyance, but I partake too. I mean, I couldn't help myself.
Yeah. You know, maybe I'll enjoy this one more when I see it, when it comes on video. I just walk into the theater hoping it was going to be another home run. It didn't quite make it. And I have to say, it felt a little like they knew it was going to be a smash no matter what happens. It didn't feel like they worked extra hard to make this one. So, you know, see what people think, but that was just my interpretation.
Interesting. We are with Christian Toto, film critic for Breitbart.com. Let's go to a movie that interests me, and I don't know where it stands on your list or the other big blockbusters coming out, but the previews and the commercials running right now are impressive for The Wolf of Wall Street.
Well, you know, I haven't got a chance to see it. It's coming out Christmas Day. It's you've got Martin Scorsese, Leonardo DiCaprio, Matthew McConaughey, Jonah Hill, who's, according to early reports, is terrific in this movie. It's based on a real story about a 90s stockbroker who broke a few laws to get super-duper rich. Yeah, the trailers look like fun. You know, Martin Scorsese's films are quality, but at the same time, he also makes them joyous and full of life and full of color. I mean, you think about Goodfellas and some of the other movies he's made, so all the elements seem to be lined up for this one to be a great entertainment. But we'll see. Maybe it'll even sneak in some Oscar consideration, but it's at the top of my list of things I want to see.
Okay, what about Saving Mr. Banks? You have Tom Hanks. This is a portrayal of Walt Disney and making Mary Poppins back in, I guess, 1960s, right?
Yeah, mid-60s, yeah. It's a behind-the-scenes look. I mean, everyone loves the movie Mary Poppins, but I guess it turns out it was pretty hard to get made because the author who created the character was very attached to her, understandably so, and didn't want Disney to kind of mess it up. She felt such a commitment to this person, this fictional person, and it was the film shows why the author felt the way she did about the different characters in the story, and also how charming and stubborn Walt Disney was. Of course, Walt Disney here is played by Tom Hanks. Emma Thompson is the stubborn writer. It's a wonderful film. You know, it's made by Disney. That certainly makes Disney look good. But you know what? Mary Poppins is a wonderful movie, so I don't mind them doing a victory lap about that. But it showed the creative process, what happened and how that was sort of hammered out, the agreements that they had to make to get this thing produced is what's so fascinating. Terrific acting. Emma Thompson's always a wonderful actress, so I think that she may get nominated for this role. I enjoyed it quite a bit. Even if you haven't seen Mary Poppins, I think it'll make you want to rush out and see it or maybe just check it out again.
See, I like the inside baseball stuff to anything in media, maybe because I'm a media geek. But to me, that's interesting how things get done, how motion pictures are made, and the creativity behind that.
Yeah, and you know, there's a corporate tale here where, oh, it's big bad Disney trying to kind of force this woman to do what they want. But you know what? Disney had a lot of talented artists who were trying to tell a wonderful story, too. So it's not a clean and dry storytelling. It's really kind of nuanced, and from that perspective, I thought it was terrific.
Christian Bale and Casey Affleck and Woody Harrelson and Forrest Whitaker are in Out of the Furnace. We've seen a lot of spots run on ESPN for this one, trying, I'm sure, to drum up the man support to go see this flick. What's this one about?
Yeah, it's about the two brothers. One works at a mill. He kind of does the right thing, even though his life isn't exactly exciting. He's played by Christian Bale. Then Affleck's character, he's the guy who came back from Iraq. He's a little bit kind of war-weary, and he doesn't want to go work at a 9-to-5 job. So he actually makes some money as an underground fighter in one of those fight clubs type scenarios. And, of course, that gets you involved with some unsavory characters, including the most unsavory, played by Woody Harrelson. It's a terrific film. The acting is excellent. But I have to say, it is bleak. It's a very depressing, stark story. It's brotherly love. It's sort of the complications that come with that. It's about when you're in a small town and you can't escape. And it's about getting involved with a really bad character. You know, Woody Harrelson, we all get to know him through Cheers, but he is despicable in this movie. It's an excellent performance. But, so I recommend it. But, you know, 'tis the season to maybe get a little uplift, and this is not exactly the one that's going to, you know, have you humming a song as you leave the theater.
And Harrelson's the star of the new show I can't wait for coming on HBO after the new year called True Detective with McConaughey as well.
Right, he's got good range in doing different projects, and I'm looking, that one's got Matthew McConaughey as well, so it could be excellent.
We are with Christian Toto, our film critic from Breitbart.com. What about American Hustle? This is a huge cast, Bradley Cooper, Christian Bale again, Amy Adams, and Jennifer Lawrence, among others. What's this about?
It's loosely based on the Abscam FBI sting of the 1970s. That's sort of the backstory and some context, but they kind of whip around and they kind of create some fictional characters that kind of weave in and out of that story. So it's based on real events, but at the same time, there's a lot of storytelling and a lot of fictionalized information going on. But that said, it's a wonderful recreation of the 1970s. Again, terrific performances here across the board. This is from the director who gave us Silver Linings Playbook and The Fighter.
I'm a big fan of Silver Linings Playbook as far as chick flicks go.
Yeah, there you go. So this guy is on a roll for sure. Christian Bale, you know, he plays one specific character in Out of the Furnace. Here he's playing this grifter. He's got no hair. And he's trying to loop his hair, the hair he does have, over his head. He's a real flim-flam, but he's fascinating to watch. So Amy Adams is sultry and believable and interesting as his girlfriend in the film. Again, I sound a little bit like a broken record. I'm really enjoying the films that are coming out this late in the season. So, again, this one's a winner. It's funny. It's dramatic. Full of life. And I grew up just despising everything about the 70s, and it almost made me reconsider the decade.
A couple more here with Christian Toto. One is, and I don't know if this could have worked out in a sick way any better, but the Mandela movie starring the man who played Stringer Bell in The Wire, Idris Elba, and he plays Mandela in this. I've just started to see the commercials for it, but I guess this was pre-planned to come out right now, right?
Yeah. There's no connection with what happened to Mandela himself. It just was sort of the way life works sometimes. But, you know, it's a biopic. I think one of the problems it has is it covers so much material. I mean, there's his life story was so vast, and he accomplished so much, and there's so much dramatic potential within it for a movie like this. That said, the performances by our actor here are terrific, and again, he may get an Oscar nomination. I mean, recreating Nelson Mandela, and the fact that Mandela just passed will certainly maybe build up some emotional support for a nomination, but it doesn't need it. Elvis, terrific here, so I think for that reason alone, check it out. I think it could have been a better film, but, you know, for people who don't know the history and are curious about it or just want to see one particular actor commandeer the screen in a powerful way, then it's worth checking out this new movie.
Is it very long? I feel it would be.
But there's been a lot of, The Wolf of Wall Street's pushing 3 hours.
Wow.
The Hobbit is I think, well past 2.5 hours, so this is the season for very punishing movie time, so hit the loo before you go to the theater.
I'm not a huge Hobbit guy. I'm not a big Lord of the Rings guy, but tell me about The Hobbit. Obviously, people want to know.
Yeah, you know, another big hit. I think it's doing less box office than the first Hobbit film, but I think the critical consensus is it's a better film, and I agree with that. It's another story about the Bilbo Baggins trying to team up with some dwarves to reclaim the dwarves' homeland, which has been taken over by a dragon. This time around, you actually get to see the dragon. It's a pretty spectacular production. Both Benedict Cumberbatch is the voice, but just visually, it's rather striking. I mean, I can't imagine I'm trying to think of other dragon portrayals on the big screen. This might be the best. I still don't think it measures up to The Lord of the Rings, but it's much better. The action sequences are spectacular. Effects effects are solid. You know, the director, Peter Jackson, really knows how to recreate the Middle Earth that we all imagined when we read those Tolkien novels. So I think from that perspective, it's a hit.
And then finally, my producer, Jake Attreau, will kill me if I don't ask you. And I don't even know the title of this movie. It looks so awful to me in the commercials. But the Stallone De Niro movie coming out, the Grudge, is it Grudge Match?
Grudge Match, yeah. I guess from a sentimental point of view, you got Rocky Balboa versus Jake LaMotta.
Sure.
A story about two aging fighters. They had a big rivalry, and now they're going to come back and maybe do it all again. This is a comedy, so don't expect some big boxing pyrotechnics. Kevin Hart co-stars here. You know, Stallone is not known for comedy, but I think he can pull it off, and De Niro, I think, can do anything. So, if you're kind of a little bored with the serious, the sober Oscar film, this might be a kind of nice, good change of pace.
It just looks so easy, and the jokes in it look so easy.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the things where maybe I haven't seen it yet, but maybe the trailer is being too flip with the material, and maybe that's the best they got. So we'll have to see come Christmas time.
Christian Toto, our expert, our film critic from Breitbart.com. Great movie going time coming up, just some great picks coming out. So enjoy, and thank you, Christian. That's Christian Toto. We'll come back with more next year on BAL.